There were two of us from New York, and we arrived in the evening. We were assigned bunks, and I think the next morning we were sent over there to get clothes and to turn in our old stuff. We were in boot camp now, so reveille sounded at 6 a.m. You had to run everywhere you went. You couldn't walk. You had to run. And we'd run to the mess hall, have breakfast, and then run back to our cabin, clean up the cabin or whatever. And finally, by 7:30 or so, we'd be out. And just as it was this morning, it would be very cold during the morning, very cold. And we'd come out in our solid green uniforms, heavy duty. Then by 10:30, it was blistering hot. I remember one day coming from the chow hall, I was running, and suddenly I spotted an old friend from high school. Oh, I was so happy to see him. I yelled out, "George, George, George!" And with that, he stiffened up and reminded me that he was an officer. I was a boot, and I had to learn how to address an officer. He had me to come to attention. He gave me down the country. I swore I'd never speak to the SOB again. So about a month and a half later, I had completed boot camp, and I'm walking down the street with my hands in my pockets. By that time, I'm somebody. I don't have to answer anybody. And suddenly I saw him, and he came rushing over yelling, "Hey, Ted, hey, Ted." And I said, "Don't speak to me, man." Colonel Woods, whom I really did not meet, but he was our camp commander. He was from my home state of South Carolina. He was trained at the Citadel. Something happened once. One of the Montford Point Marines, I can't remember, he was either lynched or severely beaten or something like that. And the men of Montford Point really wanted to tear the town up. As you know, we had cannon, we had rifles, we had bayonets. And the guys really wanted to tear the town up. One thing stopped them. They loved Colonel Woods, this white Southerner, so much that the wiser heads prevailed and said, "No, men, if we did, we'd get Colonel Woods in trouble." Because I finished boot camp, within a month or two, I was on my way up to Norfolk and on my way overseas. And it took us 33 days to reach Guadalcanal. One day, someone was spotted outside of the camp, and we went out chasing him. And at one point, I had my rifle, and I could have been in position to shoot the person, but for some reason, I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't, because later on, I began to go out into some of the surrounding areas and met this person who I learned later on became one of the most revered leaders in the Solomon Islands. And now as I look at our Congressional Gold Medal, which says for outstanding perseverance and courage that inspired social change in the Marine Corps, it's been sort of a feeling of conscious ease that I never have to talk about hurting or harming anyone. And I'm glad that my medal talks about changing the social fabric of the Marine Corps rather than having to kill someone in order to get my will or my hopes or my aspirations fulfilled.